So this is, I'm Dylan Young and I'm interviewing Bruce Trompe. And the date is July 16th, 2015. We are at 115 Third Street. And Bruce is going to talk about The Kinsman. My first question for you is, if I knew nothing about your organization, how would you explain it to me?
Kinsmen is a service group in the PAW. Our motto is serving the community's greatest needs. Basically, we do fundraising and through various projects to meet some of those needs in the community, whether it be a bike path or helping a young child go to camp or we also do bursaries through the high school. You go through town, we've invested money into the workplace, that new building that's in town. Many, many different projects. The list would be too long to even mention them all. Since our club's been in existence since 1961, we've done a lot of things around the community. If you just walk around, you'll notice that we have done a fair amount, whether it's Ball Diamonds, helping out with the fire department, the library, the schools, and individuals in the PAW and all sorts of other service groups, including Kin Center that houses the Golden Agers and Manitoba Trappers Festival offices. So it's a group of young individuals. Well, I shouldn't say young anymore. It used to be that you have to give up being on the executive once you're 40. Now that has changed, and there's no age limit in the PAW or in Kinsmen anymore. So it's a group of various age individuals, all men, of course, and it's just people of like minds that like to help out in their community and have a lot of fun doing it.
Okay. What prompted you to join Kinsmen?
One of my coworkers, when I moved to the PAW, I moved here from Winnipeg, knew nobody here. One of my coworkers was in the Kinsmen Club, and he talked about it. It sounded pretty interesting, so I kind of left it on the back burner. And a few years later, another friend of mine that was in Kinsmen asked if I wouldn't mind going to one of their fish derbies, and that's where I met the rest of the club members and decided this is a great group of guys, and I'd like to get involved with what they're doing and get more involved in the community and meet new people, and that's how I joined.
So fish derby, that's like Bill Bannock, right?
No, our fish derby is sort of a wind up for all our members. It's members only, and they're invited guests.
Okay. Can you talk about some of the projects or programs you participate in or that you know of?
Well, for one, we have several projects that we run yearly. One would be that's quite familiar with a lot of people in town is the 400 Club raffle that we have. It's a year-long raffle that we conduct weekly. We also have the Manitoba Trappers Festival World Championship Dog Race. We've been running that since 1960, I believe, 60 or 61. And so it's continually improving. We actually run the entire dog race for the Manitoba Trappers Festival, and it is the focal point of the Trappers Festival in the PAW each year. One of our other projects, I guess you could say, is Kin Center. We have a building there that's available for groups to use free of charge, such as the Girl Guides. We also have space upstairs that we have dedicated to the Golden Agers group. And we don't charge rent. They do pay a portion of utilities in the building, although we do not charge them any rent. Same thing with the Manitoba Trappers Festival. We have office space available for them in our building. So that itself is a community service project, just keeping that building maintained. Some of the other projects that we run for fundraising in on a yearly basis would be Ladies' Night. We do that each year. We also do catering to the Manitoba Trappers Festival banquet night. We have various other projects that we've run continuously for many years. You're probably familiar with the comedy jam that we do. I think we've done that for at least 12 to 14 years now. Some of the other community projects that we've been involved with, as I mentioned, the community, the workplace, that new building that's built across from McDonald's, we were involved in getting that to fruition. We also have, like I mentioned, Ball Diamonds. We've helped out the fire department with various things, one of them being that boat that they have, that rescue boat. We've put money into the library for renovations. We have, on countless occasions, helped out individuals for various things. Kind of put me on the spot here, trying to think of all the things we do. It's a very busy year that we have every year. For many, many years, I believe it was 27 or 28 years, we had the Paw Pee Wee hockey tournament that we ran. We no longer do that now anymore, but we had done that for, I believe, 28 years. I really have to think.
So 4-H, is that 400?
The 400 Club is a raffle that we conduct. It's 400 tickets that we sell for $52 each, and we have draws each week on that raffle.
What I'm referring to is that I've heard the name 4-H a few times before, and I'm wondering if that's just short for 400?
No, it's 4-H is a club as well. It's more of a youth club, I believe, and focuses more on country living type things. So
that makes sense.
Yeah.
And the workplace you mentioned, that's where the Dunkin' Donuts used to be?
Well, it's that new building that's just east of that, yes, right across from McDonald's.
Oh, okay. I think I'm familiar
with
it.
It's the workplace and the Yield Thrift Shop, I believe they call it. So,
so the dog races, those are like the biggest event you have going on throughout the year?
That's one of the busiest events because it's pretty much handled sort of in the background in our club throughout the year. The chairman of that project would have to join the Trappers Festival board as a director and attend their meetings, and basically he's the liaison person between the Trappers Festival and the Kinsmen. So he would attend, and also he would have a race marshal as well, sort of a co-chair, and that race marshal in many occasions attends those meetings as well. So the two of them run the project, and they delegate that authority to get our members involved in getting the project set up for the year. And it could be as easy as sending out letters to mushers to get them involved in the race or get the race known to send out invites. It could be getting the trailers set up for use at the starting grounds. And there's a lot of work involved there, including getting power hooked up, getting the trailers leveled, getting MTS hooked up, speakers hooked up in the PA system, so on. We have people that would organize any food that we need for the workers during the event. It's a three-day event plus one day of getting the tagging done on the dogs. So there's people involved in every aspect of it. It's a project that takes a lot of manpower. Our club of, I believe we have 51 members right now. It takes more than just that to run this race.
I remember another member of the Kinsmen saying it took around like 4,400 man hours.
Typically in a year, we're looking at somewhere between 1,500 to 2,000 man hours, I would say. Over the years that we've run this race, we're into well over 100,000 man hours put into this race since it started. Trappers Festival has thanked us on more than one occasion. You know, every year we get that from them for the amount of work that we put into this project. It doesn't cost the club or the community in terms any money per se. The race is sponsored in most part by commercial sponsors, business sponsors in the community. And there's no admission or anything that's charged to the people to watch the race. the mushers themselves, they pay an entry fee to be in the race, and they also pay to get their dogs tagged and so on. So it's just purely a spectator thing, and there's a lot of followers on the dog races, and you know probably as well as I do living in the Paw that it's a very popular thing with Trappers Festival, and it's, I think it's the focal point of the Trappers Festival.
You sound as though you've been a member for a long time. When did you join again?
I joined the club in 1996, and since I believe it was 2012, I believe it was, yeah, 2013, I got my life membership given to me in our club. So I'm actually a life member of the Kinsmen Club of the Paw.
Have you been a member of the executive?
I've been a member of the executive since I joined. I started on the executive after my first year in 1997. I joined the executive and I've been on it since.
You haven't been in any other service clubs?
No.
Okay. On a more personal note, what have you learned from having been a kinsman?
Well, you learn a lot about business and the way, basically reporting on projects. Everything is done in our club to the T, where we have to write project reports. Obviously, a lot of our projects involve large amounts of money, so everything has to be kept track of, records on everything. Being on the executive, I've done written bulletins. I've been bulletin editor many times. I've been president, past president. So you learn a lot of that. You do grow in a sense. That is part of the motto as well, to learn, grow, and have fun in Kinsmen, and we do that in this community. So you learn the voting system and how things work, democracy in that respect, and you learn to get along with 50 individuals or more at times, and they all come from different walks of life. So it's, I don't know, it's very rewarding.
How would you personally describe the Kinsmen?
How would I describe the club?
Well, I mean, like, from experience. And can also mean that, how would you describe the people in the club as well?
Well, like I said, you've got members from all walks of life. You know, we've had from plumbers to lawyers type thing, and so we've got pretty much, we got a lot of different talent in our club in that respect because of that. Again, it's a great group of individuals. We range from age 19 to up into the 60s, and so it is a very diverse group in terms of age especially. And the funny thing is that we all get along, and we can work together whether we're 19 or 65, and so we get along as a group. You do learn that to work as part of a team. I can't say enough good about Kinsmen. It's an awesome experience to be a part of it. I mean, obviously you get out of Kinsmen what you put into it. Everybody, there may be different reasons why people are in the club. Some like that brothers, you know, that sort of brotherhood type thing where you've got some very, very good friends. Some like to be part of that organization. Some get very involved where they spend a lot of time working on various projects. Others spend a little less time on some of these things. It's just basically what you can give, so, and every little bit counts. I'm not really sure what else you'd like to know about that, about the Kinsmen and per se, but...
I was just looking for a personal viewpoint.
A personal viewpoint, I can't say enough good about it. It's changed my life. I moved up here in 1990, and by 1992, I was thinking of leaving the community and starting to look for different career in a different place, going back to Winnipeg where I was born and raised. And when I joined the Kinsmen Club of the Paw, it changed everything. It made this place home. I met you meet so many different people. Obviously members come and go in the community, so we always have new members coming in. You're always meeting new people. They have friends and acquaintances that you meet through the various projects. Obviously you meet people that have never been in Kinsmen that you meet working on a lot of these projects, whether it be running a bingo or running a ladies' night or running a social on New Year's Eve. You know, you meet a lot of different people, and again, from all different walks of life. So you actually gain some respect in the community from other people because they see you out and about and doing various things in the community. So I can't say enough about it, not to mention I've met people from various, from other Kinsmen and Kinect clubs, especially throughout our district here, which is all of Manitoba and Northwestern Ontario. There's so many people I know that outside of our club and outside of this community as well. So it has changed my way of thinking from wanting to move back to the city to calling the Paw my home.
Okay. Is there a general reaction that someone has if they learn you're a member?
I wouldn't say really, no, I don't think so. Sometimes people say, oh, that's good, and you know, I get that everything you do good for the community comes back to you personally tenfold, and I don't know if I believe that or not, but you know, we don't do it for personal recognition so much as we do it to help our community out and make it a better place for people that are growing up here and living here. So no, I don't really think I get any special reaction out of people when I tell them I'm with Kinsmen.
What is the best part and the most frustrating part of being Kinsmen?
The best part is you walk into that room for the first time and you have 50 new friends. Most frustrating part is sometimes we have meetings and you can't get 50 people or 51 people or whatever you have for members to agree on a certain motion. Not everybody can be happy. And but that's something that you learn over the years, is that you may bring up a motion, it may get voted down. It's not a personal attack on anybody, it's just what the members believe is best for the community and or the club. And so that can become frustrating sometimes. Also having new members come out, they have to meet a requirement to join our club, which is come out to 3 consecutive meetings. And that may change this year. We may be making that a little more stringent. It is a little frustrating when you get new members that don't want to get involved as much as some of us do. You kind of expect people to do much the same. You know, I'm very, very involved in the Kinsmen Club, and I have been since I joined. So that it is frustrating when I can't get that out of other people as well, but you got to understand that everybody has a different lifestyle, everybody has different type of life and different jobs. Some have kids, some don't. So all that takes time as well, and so sometimes, although it gets frustrating, it's understandable. So there really isn't a lot that frustrates me on a regular basis in our club.
Okay. Do you have a story you can share that has to do with the Kinsmen?
There's so many. No, not really. I don't really have anything I can share with you.
Okay. What would be your group's greatest accomplishment? And this could be at any level, the organization, national, provincial, municipal.
In terms of what we've done in the community or elsewhere?
Just,
I think one of our greatest accomplishments is that the Kinsmen Club of the Paw, no matter where we go, is known in that Kinsmen and Kinect group of people. There's over 10,000 members, I believe, or close to 10,000 members across Canada. When we go to a district convention, it seems like we're known by every other group. We have one of the largest clubs in all of Canada. And for a small town, I think that's a pretty big accomplishment. we are very well respected in that Kinsmen and Connect community. So I think that's one of the biggest things I can say.
Do you think that your time within this organization was well spent?
Yes, guaranteed. And I couldn't even fathom, I guess, at how many hours I've spent on Kinsmen projects, on creating bulletins for members, you know, before every meeting, the meetings themselves, travel to various Kinsmen groups and district conventions. I couldn't even fathom the number of hours that I've spent in Kinsmen working on certain projects and so on to make it a better club and a better community. And it's into the thousands, or if not tens of thousands of hours, and I couldn't think of anything better to do with my time. It's been an awesome experience, and it will continue to be that way in my life. It is definitely a part of my life.
On a final note, is there anything you want to bring attention to about the Kinsmen?
Not much more than I've already said. Again, we're a great group of individuals. It's for somebody new coming to town that wants to experience it in a different way and meet people, that joining a service group, and I don't mean necessarily just Kinsmen, there's other service groups in the PAW as well. It's definitely a great experience that you won't forget, and it's for most people it's that join our club, they stay. Unless they're moving out of the community, they stay in our club, and we have a lot of long-term members. We have right now in our club, we have 4 active life members, and a lot of our members that are in there right now have been in there for 20 plus years. So anybody that I can just say, for anybody that does come to the community, they should look into contacting a member to come out and just see a little bit what the PAW has to offer in terms of service groups and what we would have to offer to them.
So those are all my questions.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.